We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. Yesterday, we didn't have time for podcast exclusive content. I didn't feel right all day. I didn't feel right all day because I want to give the people what they want. The people who listen to the podcast, they want the podcast exclusive because we get to talk about the things that we can't talk about on the television show. And one of those things I want to talk to you about is I've been on a cold streak with the old gambling apps, bruh. I don't like when I have to deposit money. You know what I mean? I don't like to have to go to that part of the gambling app where I have to put money in and link my checking account. You know?
Ooh.
I don't like it when I have to look at my wife and tell her that I didn't win my bets.
I lost.
But I'm always good when it comes to the playoffs. And I've got some very strong feelings about some of these matchups. And I don't care how many points the Chiefs are favored by. I don't care how many points the Steelers get. I'm picking the Chiefs. And you know what I always do? Travis Kelce to score a touchdown. Mm. And I do a same game parlay with the Chiefs and Travis Kelce. And that's been treating me very good, except for last weekend.
Mm.
So that's one thing I'm definitely doing this weekend. I'm definitely picking the Cowboys. Definitely taking the Bengals. Those are the teams that I really feel strongly about.
I ain't mad at ya. The Chiefs.
Bills.
I believe they're going to cover. I ain't mad at that Kelce bet. Mm. But I would take a Clyde Edwards-Helaire touchdown.
So one thing that rushing. We did wrong this season, and we, you, listen, you know, you don't win them all. But one thing that we did is we were betting for Diggs to score a touchdown all early in the season, and he scored all his touchdowns late in the season. Did you notice that?
Yeah, he did.
But he got all of his touchdowns, but he got them all in the second half of the season when we stopped betting him. So that's something that I'm definitely going to put in as well.
But we can't be mad because we was eating off Chase all year in the Bengals.
Yeah, I honestly feel like I need to Venmo Chase and Joe Burrow. I feel like I owe them. I've made so much money off them. You got to kick it up. You know what I mean? It's like these mob them. Rules. I'm part of Bills Mafia. I feel like I need to Venmo Josh Allen because I bet him to run in a touchdown in every game, and that paid off a lot.
What about my namesake, Jalen Hurts?
Man, it hurts so much when he scored two. And I didn't get to put that bet in for you. The 1 week, because you're always like, Hurts was two touchdowns. You say it to me, I'm like, are you sure, Jay? Are you sure? And then I put it in for you, and it doesn't happen.
And he got three that game.
The 1 week it happens, I didn't.
He got three that game.
I feel bad, man. I'm sorry. That was my fault. I want to apologize to you and everyone named Jalen. Not just you and Jalen Hurts, but everybody named Jalen out there because I disrespected you when I did not put that bet in. But now I can do it from my couch. You know? And one of the problems is, and again, these are first world problems, but when I used to have to go to New Jersey, I would go to New Jersey, put all my bets in and see how it plays out. But now that I don't have to go anywhere, if I lose, I can try to double down on later and chase it. And that's when you get into trouble. You know what I mean? That's when I gotta like change my name. You know what I mean? I'm gonna have to change my name, move the kids, and be like, we're going to Albuquerque, New Mexico, children.
But I gotta bring up something that's extremely important. And welcome, Jalen versus everybody, IG fam, to the Jalen and Jacoby podcast and our 10-year anniversary. I have to ask you a question, David.
Okay, you know I don't like questions.
When you decide that you're going to bet, is that something that you need to discuss with your wife?
No, something I keep from my wife. You crazy?
Well, you just said that I lost.
No, when I tell her when I win.
Gotcha.
I don't tell her when I lose.
Gotcha.
You know, like, you know when you talk to your friends about fights and gambling, two things that people don't talk about when they lose. You know what I mean? You know when you get together with your homeboys, you're never like, yo, let me tell you about the time I got my butt kicked.
Got lumped up.
Let me tell you about the time I got bubbled and I couldn't leave the house for 2 days. No one talks about those fights. Everybody tells you about the ones they won when they beat up two guys at a bar. And people tell you about when they played blackjack and won $4,000 and then went to Crazy Horse.
Yes. Yes.
Crazy Horse is what it's called, right? Crazy Horse 2.
There's a Crazy Horse in every city near you.
There is. I used to drink Crazy Horse. Do you remember that?
I did.
Yeah, we used to drink a couple ounces of the Crazy Horse and then get some Hawaiian Punch and then pour the Hawaiian Punch in the Crazy Horse. We called it a Red Eye. Did you drink Red Eyes in Detroit?
I did not drink a Red Eye, but I drank a lot of malt liquor, and I'm not promoting it at all in any way, shape, or form. I'm just giving a reality check of what I did and encouraging young people to do the exact opposite of what I was doing. Because you should not be drinking 40 ounces as a teenager.
The worst thing about drinking 240 ounces is those malt liquor farts that come afterwards. Those ones hit different.
And you know, like young and growing up in the city, I idolized, as you now see, I hope to continue to mature and be one of these type of brothers like a Don Cornelius, who was an entrepreneur and he was well-dressed and Berry Gordy. But you know who was another one? Ooh. Billy D. Williams.
Oh, yeah.
And when he had the Colt 45, I was just sitting back as a shorty watching everybody else drinking it. And I was like, I can't wait to my turn.
Did he play Lando Calrissian in Star Wars?
Billy D. Williams is the legend.
I'm asking the wrong person because you don't know anything about Star Wars.
But by the time I got exposed, it was Ole Lee. Ole everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Billy D. Williams played Lando Calrissian in Star Wars. You've never seen Star Wars. You've never seen a single frame of Star Wars, have you?
I know who R2-D2 is.
Who's that? Who's R2-D2?
The little machine.
The little machine?
Yes, the only machine I know is Conway.
The only machine that Jalen recognizes is Conway the Machine. Yo, do you think... So Benny the Butcher, he's got seats at midfield, down, right by the field. Do you think Benny the Butcher texts Conway and is like, yo, what's up with that sweet? It's cold.
No, they take pride in Buffalo being outside. They take pride. I don't have to tell you.
Here we got something for the pod. Soft move or boss move? This is exactly what I would do if I was in Buffalo this weekend. I would show up at the tailgate at noon, and I would break a table, and I would eat the soup, and I would drink the shots, and I would drink the beers, and then right around 7 o'clock, I would ask for an Uber and go home and watch the game from my couch. Soft move or boss move? If you're in Buffalo, it's 3 degrees, it's windy, it's cold. Going to the tailgate, and then once the sun goes down, hitting an Uber to go home. Soft move or boss
move?
Shout
West Side Gun. Shout Armani Season. Here's the thing. The reason why it could be considered a boss move is because you said you were going to be there from 12 to 7.
Yeah.
Like, if you would have showed up at, like, 3 or 4, then you can't not go to the game.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But if you're going to be there all day and then you decide you're going to go to the crib and watch the game, I understand that, but you got to make sure you get full while you out
there. Can I make a confession?
Yes, indeed.
In my younger days, I one time went to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Big shout to Marcus Spears. Baton Rouge represents.
Swagoo! And, what up, family?
It was a night game, right?
Him and Big Pert.
It was a night game. I watched the game from the stands. Do you know what happened?
What happened?
I had to watch a game with one eye because I was seeing two of the field. I was younger. I'm not proud, but that's what I'd be doing if I was in Buffalo. Like, I'm going home. I don't want to watch this game with one eye closed so I don't see two balls when Josh Allen throws them in the air. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
I'm gonna be like, oh, my bet hit. Diggs scored two touchdowns. Be like, no, dog, that was one touchdown. You're seeing double.
And I got to get back to your question, too.
I didn't ask one.
You did. You talked to me about a malt liquor.
Oh, okay.
Right? And you brought up Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse, yep.
Right?
I don't even think they make that anymore.
So I didn't... I was dedicated to the old English. Mm-hmm. Like, you listen to any songs...
8-Ball.
...in the 80s and the 90s, we were dedicated. You know what I mean? Like, to the point where I could drink an entire 40 nonstop.
Have you ever played Edward 40 Hands?
I have not.
I don't... It's very cultural. It's when you tape... Duct tape 40s to each one of your hands and you can't take them off until you finish them.
Huh?
Let's do it this afternoon.
Huh?
Edward 40 Hands. You don't know about that?
What?
Oh, see, our producer Davison has done that. It might be a Massachusetts thing. You've never heard of this?
No, it's definitely cultural.
Oh, who's that? Alyssa? Oh, we got two people on the staff that has done it.
Cultural.
Someone tells me Brianna did it.
Taping 40s on my hands.
Duct tape 40s to your hands.
I only got holes too.
No, but after you drink 1.5, you really have to pee, and you can't pee.
What are you doing? What, are you putting them on your arms?
No, you tape them to your hands with duct tape. You have your friends do it. You've never done this? You've never seen it done? Huh? Edward 40 Hands?
Let me tell you something. Okay. And again, I'm not promoting. I'm just being honest. I've drank as many 40 ounces as any teenager. And we never even thought about doing that.
Yeah, you gotta get some duct tape.
Nah, dog. It's a waste of time.
Once you get 60 ounces in, you really gotta pee and you can't even unzip your pants.
So here's the difference. You know what? Here's the difference. You guys are like trying to.
I'm very upset about this.
Yeah, because like that's a cultural thing where it sounds like you were trying to get wasted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do?
We're trying to get faded.
I'm trying to get wasted. Remember when you got in trouble for saying white boy wasted? Was that you?
That was me.
You got in trouble.
But I think
you should be allowed to say that.
You now you can.
What is the podcast? You can't say it on TV.
Well, you should. Yes, you can.
Yeah, I think White Boy Wasted is fine.
I was talking about Gronk after the Super Bowl when he didn't play. He had a broken arm.
Show me the white person that was offended by that. Find them. Find me the white person that wrote a tweet at ESPN. I'm very offended by Jalen using the term White Boy Wasted. Find me that person.
About Gronk with a broken arm after they lost the Super Bowl at the party doing wrestling moves. That's when I said it, but shout to Gronk. Hopefully get him another Super Bowl. But yeah, dog, I'm an old E guy. Until one day, we were in the van coming back from Tallahassee, Florida, and we just won the national championship in AAU. Michigan, Team Michigan. And we were listening to KRS-One, Why Is That, all the way back. I was sitting in the front. I kept playing it.
A long drive, dog. That's a lot of kids.
Genesis chapter 11, verse 10. I was like, oh, my God. The teachers, woo. And then I got back to the hood. And I went to the corner store. I looked up on the wall.
What did you see?
It was a Ice Cube St. Ives poster.
Changed everything.
It changed my life. I needed it immediately, so I instantly copped two, took them to the spot, put one in the fridge, downed one, was sleepy after being on the road. Unlike the old E experience, though, it had me calling Earl.
You had to call to Earl on speed dial? What Earl had to say?
I was on hand and knees at the toilet.
Praying to the porcelain gods.
The white porcelain god.
Yeah. That's the only white person you've ever prayed to.
They know the drugs.
The Nets got blown out by the Thunder. Mm. Seems like we only talk about the Nets when they win.
Yeah, there are a few teams in the league like that.
But, Well, not by the Thunder. But can I just say something?
Yes, you can.
You're not paying attention. I love Josh Giddey. I love Josh Giddey so much.
He can ball.
Got great vision. Great passer.
I love SGA, too.
We've always rep for SGA. Ever since he was with the the Clippers. I loved him with the Clippers.
See, SGA, so we'll hold down SGA until, like, he get the jaw treatment. He'll get the jaw treatment on us.
Yeah, 2 years.
Point.
Yeah, in 2 years.
He'll get the jaw treatment on this month.
They'll trade him for 7 first round picks, protected futures. Yeah.
But the people have been following the pod. People that follow the pod, y'all know. And I'm telling y'all, I'm going to keep saying his name, Haliburton. Love him. I don't even think he starts. Do he even start?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, probably got him.
They got a bunch
now.
Of different starting lineups because of COVID and all that.
Love him.
Yeah, me too. Do you think that Josh Allen will actually take Viagra?
Shout to Bark Scott, Detroit. What up, though?
So I thought he was joking, right? Because I didn't see the clip. I just saw the headline. It got picked up by TMZ and all this. I love Bark Scott. You know what I mean? He's got great vibes. We see him around the Seaport a lot, around the studio. He wasn't kidding. It seemed like he's actually done that before.
That was my assumption.
I really thought it was like a joke. Well, and then when I saw the clip, I was like, oh, he's not joking.
But there are a lot of ways to look at this. So when we were talking about Tom Brady the other day and how excellent he's playing at his point of his life, what did you say?
He's my age.
Boom. You can't help but to do the parallels at some point. You're a terrific sport analyst, a great dad. You're amazing at so many other things, right? But you're also a human being. And you're like, wait a minute. He my age. So what do you think I'm thinking when Bart Scott talking about using Viagra? I'm like, wait a minute. Older than him.
He's trying to enhance a different type of performance, though. He's trying to enhance his football performance.
I know.
Not his bedroom performance Viagra.
I know, but there's something called residual effects.
Yeah, when you get home. Some point the game's over.
Correct.
They're take a shower.
Right.
Put on some clothes, do some press, get home.
Hey, man. If what I see on those commercials is true, I'm good. That's too long.
There's a couple in England.
That's too long.
The young couple in England. Big shout out to former producer Harlan Endelman who sent this along.
Endelman. He shout to Reg DeLedge.
Big shout to Reg. Every once in a while, he sends us stories that he would have sent us when he was producing the show. And he sent us a story about a couple in England, and they wanted to get away. So they They went to an Airbnb in the country. Like young couple in their mid-20s. And they wanted to have some fun. You know what they did? They got a couple bottles of champagne.
Yes.
And they got themselves in the country in an Airbnb. And you know what he did? He took some performance-enhancing pills. Mm. And they were engaged in coital actions. They were fornicating. And something broke.
Broke?
His genitalia fractured. And he had to go to the hospital. Good ending to the story. Everything ended up fine. But Mr. Rose, would you go to the hospital with a fractured member?
You ain't got a choice.
Imagine if
I'd be screaming the entire way there.
You're in the middle of coitus and you hear something pop.
It's one of that's one of those things. Like, what's the best way to say this?
Say it.
It's kind of like the performance sometimes doesn't remedy the promotion. You know, it's like, I'm pretty sure young ladies and gentlemen can relate to what I'm about to say.
Don't get fired.
My brother David Jacoby, one of his favorite sayings about expectations is what?
Keep them low.
But when you're trying to get with somebody, you do the exact opposite.
Mm-mm, not me.
That's what people do, though. I'm not talking about you in particular, but
that is what people
do. You old and washed in the game. Looking down at the DM saying that, oh, it's going to take 2 minutes.
You're like, 2 minutes? That'd be a record for me, dog. That'd be a record. PR. I can't. 2 minutes. It's like a marathon.
Yeah, you run a couple of those too.
People talk about how they make sex mixtapes. I'm like, I make sex songs. Mixtapes.
You ain't doing songs. That's ad libs.
Get to the second song.
Ad libs.
Do a skit.
You doing
an interlude?
Boom, 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 boom.
Interlude.
Hey.
You're gonna get fired.
Hey, like what just happened here? I got 3 kids in 3 minutes.
Less. Oh, we're gonna get fired. We're definitely gonna get fired. Jalen, how does Andrew Wiggins have more All-Star fan votes than John Morant? Can you explain that to me? I don't get it.
So I've always disliked this process.
The fan voting?
And here's why. I'm going to keep it really simple. I'm going to give you the solution to the fan voting in the NBA. Here y'all go. Everybody talks about they don't like it. In an election, well, I guess when people's rights aren't being suppressed. Crazy. In an election, how many chances, how many opportunities do you get to vote?
One.
That's how it should be for the All-Star game.
But it's hard. Because they just want as much interaction as possible.
Boom!
You know what I mean?
So now Wiggins is going to have more than Ja because he plays with Steph. He plays with Klay. And when their fans go to the ballot and fill it out for the Splash Brothers, they're going to put his name on there too because he's having a good season and they're one of the best teams in the league. There was a time, shout to Allen Iverson, Bubble Chuck. There was a time where he wasn't starting for the Pistons, but he was starting in the All-Star game.
That don't make sense.
And so you just have to change how that's done. How you do it, each human being gets to vote once from a device. That's what needs to happen. In other words, we're going to have voting situations like this. But for the league, it's actually good because basketball is the international global game. And the goal is to have as much interaction as possible.
Mm-hmm. That's what they want. It's not about who gets the votes. It's about just engaging fans.
Correct.
And the NBA's always been good at that, so shout out to that.
Shout out to Adam Silver.
Okay, before we wrap this, I'm going to say some bets that I'm going to make, and you tell me whether or not you are with me on them.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, easy. Chiefs to cover the spread against the Steelers. It is Steelers plus 12.5.
That ain't easy.
And the Chiefs don't cover.
Yeah, that ain't
the
easy.
Chiefs don't always
that
cover.
Ain't, but you said that's easy.
Here's what's going to happen.
That ain't easy.
But you see, can't you see the Chiefs being up by 20, right? And then just letting the Steelers walk down the field and score a touchdown. And next thing you know, you lose.
Well, the thing about these lines,
they're good at making them.
They're going to be close.
They're good at making these
lines. Yeah, they're going to be close. So you can talk about any scenario you want in your phone right now. There's very few times when you bet where it's just like the game last night, the Bucks versus the Warriors, where a team just beat the brakes out. That rarely happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And Kelce touchdown. You with me on that one?
I'll go in that game. I'm going
12 and
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, whatever the yards might be, because they might have him at like 40 or 50 yards, and I'll give him a touchdown.
Interesting.
I'll take that. I think that'd be the more interesting bet.
Bengals minus 5.5 with a Jamar Chase touchdown.
Every week seems like he get a touchdown. They got to protect Joe Burrow. That's one of the things that can't get overlooked.
Love Crosby. Crosby gets in the backfield.
But they have a second receiver, too, with the Bengals that's been balling this year, too. They have two boys. Oh, Higgins.
Yeah.
That another 1,000-yard receiver. So I would probably take you know what I'm going to take? I'm going to take Waller for the Raiders to score a TD in that
also,
game.
Also, Joe Burrow, over 1.5 touchdowns. Easy money.
Passing?
Yeah. Easy.
Over.
Easy. But that is minus.
Over.
It's minus 172.
It's so you got over. Right there.
Very quickly, let's get through the rest of these games. Bills minus 4. First of all, you can't. You know what? I was on the phone with my Bills Mafia buddy. Big shout out to party boy Pat. Patty Spittler. And I was like, I don't know. The spread was 16. I was like, I can't bet on the Bills. It was a 16-point spread. I just can't. So he's like, did you bet on the Jets? I was like, dog, when you're part of Bills Mafia, you don't bet against the Bills. I would never do that. I felt insulted. So I'm definitely taking the Bills minus 4.
I'll take that, too. I'll take that, too.
And then
they need Singletary to run the ball, though. Can't get overlooked.
Eagles plus 8.5. I think I might go Eagles with the points.
You know what? I'm going to.
Jalen Hurts.
Two rushing TDs.
For everybody listening to the podcast, Jalen just went into his pocket, took out some fake money, and put it on the table. That's that sound you hear. It's Jalen's fake money on the table.
Either I do one passing and one rushing, or two rushing, depending on the odds. But Jalen Hurts definitely getting in the pay dirt twice.
I'll take the points with the Eagles. I don't think they're going to win outright, but I'll take the points. And then we have the Cowboys minus 3 against the 49ers. I could see this one going either way. I think that the Cowboys are definitely on upset watch, but I will take them minus 3.
How much for a Diggs interception?
I don't know if they have that. Again, I don't get too much into the props.
Okay, as you go and find that.
I'm not going to find it. I'm not smart enough.
Here you go. I got something for you. Dallas. I would say CeeDee Lamb deep.
CeeDee Lamb. Passing props. Let's see what we got.
CeeDee Lamb. They're going to need Zeke and Pollard to run the ball. 49ers are going to run. Oh, here we go. I know what I want from that game.
Hold on. Let me tell you what CeeDee Lamb has. 62.5 yards. You going over?
62.5.
For CeeDee Lamb. That's right about right. They're good at making these. You know what I mean? Like they've done this before.
Right.
They put the line right where it should be. You're like, if it was 55, I go over. But 63?
I'll go over with that one. That's my bet.
That's fair. And then we have the Chiefs. We covered that one. Monday night, we'll have a chance to talk to on Monday, but right now the spread is the Cardinals plus 3.5 in Los Angeles.
Kyler Pesce.
Kyler Pesce can do it. I can't bet against Kyler Pesce.
You heard
bet
Styles
against him and then
P?
You see him run around.
You heard Styles P. Respect me like Pesce. And if rap was hockey, I'd be Gretzky.
We got time for a couple voicemails. Don't forget, our voicemails are always brought to you by Gatorade because greatness starts with a G. You call. What's the number, Jalen?
985-80-JAL. E-N.
You call 985-80-JALEN, you leave us a voicemail, we'll put you on the show just like this.
Yo, this is Chris, Texas, medicinal. Shout out to Ridge. I was reading D-Wade's comments about how the kids are going to forget about Jordan like they forgot about Kareem. This has been on my mind lately. Why is Babe Ruth held to so high regard in baseball to this day, but people want to diminish what Bill Russell accomplished? Like, he didn't win 11 rings. Also, for Jacoby, when is Jalen going to have you on Renaissance Man? Or when are y'all going to do a behind-the-scenes 30 for 30 about how y'all met? I would really like to see more about Jacoby's past and how J&J came to be. Keep cashing them checks. Peace.
Big shout to Medicinal Chris in Texas. Covered
Big
a lot
shout,
of ground.
Chris. Thank you for
so
the call.
Dwayne Wade said that people are going to forget about Jordan the way they forgot about Kareem. I disagree. I think Jordan's going to always be celebrated. No matter how many people come to try to take the throne, like a LeBron James, there'll be someone after that who is also supposed to be the GOAT. But Jordan's legacy is cemented in a way that Wilt's and Russell's and Kareem is not. That's my opinion. Yours, Mr. Rose?
That's why, to me, I'm so very blessed, so fortunate that I was born into the NBA family. And you know how important all of that is to me. It's bigger than just the score of the game. It's about always understanding you're standing on the shoulders of giants. And therefore, circumstances are going to change. Technology's going to change. And when you look at Steph Curry dribble the ball, it's going to be more advanced than when Bob Cousy was dribbling the ball. Just like when I was using a beeper, my kids now have iPhones. I even got two phones.
One for the plug and one for the load.
Baseball does a great job of protecting the legacy of the sport via numbers. Because they still play the same amount of games since the beginning of time. Other things have changed, like the wild card and play more, you know,
sure, yeah.
All of that's changed. But the basic premise of, you know, where people are positioned hasn't changed. Like basketball has changed, like the 3-second rule has changed, the 3-point line has changed.
4-second clock, all that.
You know that, yeah. Fence has changed and the mound has changed. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean. And so when people now look at the footage of a Bill Russell playing, and he doesn't look as skilled as Joel Embiid, automatically their eye thinks he's not as good because they're seeing one player between the legs, behind the back, shooting the three. You know what I'm saying? They see another player blocking shots, running the floor, dunking on everybody, and anchoring the greatest dynasty that one individual has had in the history of the NBA, and he's the Lord of the Rings in sports. And the key word, sports. And so he also had to navigate a social and political dynamic, and this is why I'll bring in Kareem into this topic, because they were also outspoken black men, and the multimedia culture didn't like that. So when that happens, it happened to Muhammad Ali, Tommy Smith, and John Carlos, to Jim Brown. A lot of times the mass media try to minimize their importance to the culture and to the game by not mentioning them. That's all. Just that's just how you do it. Just by not mentioning them. So then it takes people like me who was born in the early 70s to be like, hold on, y'all. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When we start doing these GOAT lists, I'm going to give y'all some things that I feel like I can measure from decade to decade that allowed me to get to where I felt like was my top four or five of all time. And I played a lot of video games growing up. And when you went in the corner store, you knew whose name that was up there on the high score. Playing Ms. Pac-Man, Stargate Defender.
You find a golden tee in Manhattan, you'll see my initials up there, dog.
You see what I'm saying?
See my initials, any golden tee in Manhattan, so, below 100 Street.
You know who got the high score up. And let me just tell you what gives number one the high score. That's Michael Jordan. We could talk about whatever, whatever, whatever. The man has two three-peats.
Man, played baseball in between.
The man has two three-peats.
And played baseball in between.
So now I'm giving y'all the things. The next one, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We ain't gonna even talk about the four championships he won in high school and the three he won in college. Let's just talk about the six he won in the league.
Let's say that again, though, so you understand. He won four in high school, just like Lance Stevenson. Shout out to Lance. Three in college.
And it couldn't have been four except freshmen weren't eligible to play. And six in the league, six MVPs. And when we talk about today, we're going to talk about LeBron James entering the top 10 and being the only guy in points and assists. You know who's still the NBA's all-time leading scorer? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And still. Okay, so then people want to talk about winning. Oh, who got the chips? Who got the chips? So the rings and things y'all sing about, let me tell you, Bill Russell, 11 and 13 years, can bring him out.
He'll bring him out. He will bring him out.
He can bring him out.
And also, to answer your final question, Medicinal Chris in Texas, I will be on Renaissance Man when someone cancels. That's when I'm going to be on Renaissance Man. You know, when the big interview with Ludacris, and he sends you a text and says, I'm sorry, I can't make it, but you got to have a Renaissance Man for that Thursday, that's when I'll be on. I know my role. It's fine. It's always
He'll
nice.
He'll definitely to, be on.
You know, you always need a safety net. You know what I mean? There'll never be a Thursday without a Renaissance Man as long as David Jacoby's in Jalen's phone.
No
you know
doubt about it.
I got you, dog.
No doubt about it.
You don't need to book me.
Once
someone cancels, that's when I'll be on.
How about this week's guest, Raekwon the Chef? And happy birthday, legend, king. All I know is this. Glaciers of Ice, when that first came out, I had a burgundy Suburban with two real TVs in it. And
like actual TVs.
Actual not TVs. Like not screens. Monitors, yeah, no. Yeah. TVs that you go purchase, the square ones, were in the car. Had two of them, one in the front and one in the back.
You can't even see them because you're driving.
And it was summertime. My tent was crazy dark. And I used to pile the homies in the truck and we was listening to that album with him and Raekwon and Mobb Deep that summer and Nas that summer and
Time Goes By,
Biggie.
It was just
head bang. And that song,
I had Your Beef Is Mine on a mixtape before the album came out, and I remember Tyson from my basketball team stole the tape out
Come
of my
Tyson.
Walkman. Tyson and Nathaniel Ahedabu. You know the Ahedabus that played in the Jets or whatever? My town. No, ahead of booze? Yeah, there. It's a couple of them went to the league.
Okay.
And he was on my team, and they stole my tape from my Walkman and made a dub of it. And the next day at practice, I knew it was them. I was like, Don, I need that tape right now. And they went to the locker room and came back and gave me the tape and apologized.
That ends a friendship.
I was upset because I knew they had a copy. You know what I mean? It was like, I got the tape back, but now I know you got the tape too, so I'm not the only one that has Your Beef Is Mine.
What color was the tape?
Purple.
And so I said that to David Jacoby, and I'll put a bow on this conversation. Thank you to the IG fan for joining us. This is exactly like the GOAT conversation in the NBA. And by the way, my 4 and 5, LeBron and Magic to me. Magic, 5 championships, jump center as a rookie. LeBron, 4 championships, great, blah, blah, blah. But it's the same conversation. The reason why I asked you what color the tape is there certain lines of demarcation when I'm talking about rap music and ranking rappers? If you don't know Raekwon tape was purple, then I can't really have a who's the GOAT rap conversation with you.
Well,
because you ain't got an extensive jukebox.
My mixtape wasn't perfect because it was before the album came out. But I want to say this about what's great about that particular album from your Renaissance Man guest, Raekwon. It was Raekwon's album, but it was really a duet album with him and Ghost. And there are reports that he chopped the money with Ghost. It was his album, but he knew there was a 50-50 thing. So you know what he did? Their partnership, their brothers, 50 for you, 50 for me. Let's chop this money. I love that.
My seat, go with his seat, marry his seat. That's how we keep Wu-Tang money all up in the family.
We appreciate
ODB.
Our Jalen and Jacoby family. That is our podcast listeners.
RZA,
and of course, everybody
RZA.
That works behind the scenes. Want to give a big shout to our producer, Brianna, who will now be producing SportsCenter.
Shout to Brianna. She upgrades.
Appreciate
ya.
All the time
upgrade
that she has spent
ya.
Making this show do what it does. And we appreciate all of our podcast listeners and those that follow Jalen versus everybody on IG Live. We'll be back on Monday with another dope pod to step to. Why is that, Jalen? Anthony Rose.
I'm glad I got Billy D. Williams into the show. You know another three, you know another name I just have to get in the show that was legendary in my childhood? Jane Kennedy.
We'll be back on Monday.
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. We'll be right back.